the stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
Radio BAM, Sears 28, Cleveland. Cleveland, put on a headset. I owe you a new pair of sunglasses.
Yes, you do. Whipping boy.
And I also owe you a fedora.
No, Novak goes in a fedora.
I owe Novak a pair of pants.
Save it for the radio.
We're on the radio, you idiot.
Yeah, we're on the radio, you dummy. What? Why would you put on a headset and think that you're not on the radio? What, are we just doing this to have fun together? We're doing a radio show, last time I checked. Cleveland, what happened?
When?
Scranton.
When you lost your fedora.
I was sitting there, and I was being the whipping boy as fucking Mohawk calls it, and I got my fedora thrown out the window, and then you threw my fucking sunglasses out the window.
Then I threw Novak's pants out the window.
I got that fedora from a friend of mine who I met in rehab.
It was four years ago. It meant a lot to me.
It did mean a lot to me. 4 years ago. And I
now
got
it's sitting in Allentown on the side of the highway.
Somewhere, yeah.
Dude, 10 miles.
I almost asked the guy who's driving. What's his name? I don't remember.
Oh, his name is
Fetzer. Yeah,
Fetzer.
I was going to ask him to pull over and get it. I wanted so bad. But then I knew I'd get my ass kicked more for asking.
Cleveland, you know how hard it is to stop an RV.
You wouldn't have gotten your ass kicked. You would have got your ass left on the highway.
Exactly. So that's why I just dealt with it, and you know, I'm pissed off. I love that.
Well, on that 10-mile stretch of highway, there's going to be one slick looking bum. He's going to find
dude, that bum
80
is pair gonna be
jeans,
so well dressed.
$120 pair of glasses and a $30 fedora.
Dude, Bam's
but stoked. He's going to have to walk 3 miles.
Oh, he's a bum. He walks all day. Three miles is like nothing to him.
Bam tried to throw your jeans out 4 times, and they kept getting hooked on the windows. So
then you got fed up, and you threw them out.
I just threw them out.
Yeah, fuck it. Then
you were naked all day, the whole ride home.
He was
blacked out once
again. He wasn't naked. His dick was wrapped in electrical tape.
That's true.
I was looking for a lighter the whole day, and then I finally pulled the tape off my dick and found the lighter taped to my dick.
it was a dick splint.
You had a dick splint, which is hard to do with your dick. Believe you me, I know. I've seen your dick.
I think the Bic lighter was a little overkill.
So tell them how you got your black eye, fat boy.
Okay, so the black eye happened. We were at the Coliseum in Scranton, and
sucking Scranton's dick.
Well, that's where we were. And you were fucking burning me with a lighter, so you ran out and I ran after you in the RV, and we started pushing each other and stuff, wrestling around. Finally, you got in my face, so I was like, just fucking punch me, pussy. And you did it. I didn't think you were. I didn't think you were going to do it, but I should have known you would.
Why
would you
then power? G saw that Novak punched Cleveland. Now G thinks that he needs to stick up for Cleveland. Yeah.
Well, no, G's got to stick up.
G's
now,
a good guy.
Now G and Novak are fighting, and Novak elbows Tammy in the head, falls on the ground, and then steps on her head 3 times, knocks her out silly. To the point where I had to take her to the fucking hospital. Not to mention, I just got $8,000 in my pocket. And I have short-ass pockets, so, like, it totally hangs out. So, like, I have, like, $4,000 over here in 20s hanging out, falling out. And then the other pocket, $4,000 hanging out, falling out. And then I have, like, a blazer on hanging out, falling out.
Well, that's a great sob story, but I almost fucked a lady cop.
I'm in the hospital. Oh, yeah, it's true.
That's right.
I'm in the hospital waiting for Tammy to get out. Dude, I saw the sun come up. I got no sleep whatsoever. Like, just sitting there waiting for Tammy to get out to find out. But, there's all this money hanging out.
Yeah, we called the front desk dude and said, hey, dude, you seem nice. Can you get us beers? He's like, well, I can't sell them to you, but I can give you a bunch.
And he gave me a hot
pocket.
Did
he really give you guys beers?
Yeah, and a hot pocket.
No shit.
Yep.
Well, hot pockets are pretty good when you're drunk.
That front desk dude was nice.
I stole a few
that night,
remember?
Despite his Burger King tiny hands.
You also stole, yeah, you did.
Isn't that
you stole a shitload of shit?
I know, when you walked into the hotel, they had that little right there where I bought the bottle of wine.
You stole Sun Chips, and then you stole a pack
of gum. You stole like 8 things and didn't eat any of them.
I know.
And then I woke up.
Why steal it if you're not going to eat it?
I wake up in the middle of the night.
I just got to steal.
I'm sleeping with a Canadian, eh? And fucking
first off,
my girlfriend's sleeping in the other bed by herself. She wakes up to come over
because they speak French and they barely know how to speak English. And here they are staying at my house, but they're in the RV. And then Novak and Apple go in to try to bang each other out in the room, and they come in because there's nowhere else to stay. And then they lay down next to them, and Apple goes, last time I checked, I'm with Novak, and this is our room, and you have to, like, leave. And they go, we don't speak English. And then they just fell asleep.
Pretty much.
They just fell asleep in their room. You couldn't even...
I get no respect. So then I wake up...
Spreckensy fuck off.
So why'd you sleep with the guy, then?
I don't know, but I woke up in the middle of the night, and I started going over to Apple's bed, and she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, and they had a big flat screen. I'm like, hiding. Come hide with me. I tried to hide behind the flat screen TV. Full Minson.
You fell asleep in my bed first.
Did I?
Yeah, I had to get you out of there.
Yep.
I don't even remember being in your room.
Mm-hmm.
How long was I there for?
Chad remembers.
Maybe you have a problem if you don't remember being in Chad's room.
I mean, you said...
See, Novak just found out that he's going to jail for 11 months, so therefore...
You are?
Yeah, he is.
For what?
I'll tell you why.
The prescription thing?
Yeah, yeah. So he wrote a fake prescription from a doctor trying to get pills, and he got caught. Now he's going to jail, so in order to deal with that, he just takes loads of Xanax to the point where he doesn't remember anything. And he's not even any fun to be around because he's just like, I don't want to watch you sleep. Hey, Novak, you want to hang out? Yeah, come on over so I can watch you sleep.
I needed a translator to talk to.
It's going to
be awesome. I can't wait.
Monday's my court date. I go Monday. That's not my day of reckoning. Then they're going to give me, I probably have 2 months after that, and then I get sentenced, and they're trying to give me, how long is it, Cleveland? Hey, fuck, fat boy, put my headset on.
Strap a keg to your face.
How long are they trying to give me, Cleveland?
I think 11 to 23 months.
11 to 23 months they're trying to give me.
Tell Turtle to strap a keg to his face.
He's so fat he can't even see his dick when he pisses, man.
He's on turtle time.
When was the last time you saw your dick when you were taking a piss?
Yesterday, dickhead.
So that means you didn't see it today?
Right.
Yeah, I didn't. Well, I don't remember pissing today.
Fat fuck.
Is your dick bigger than Novak's?
It's definitely bigger than
definitely. Novak. Everybody's is.
Dick off. Come here, Cleveland.
Except for Shit Gooses.
Yeah, it's true.
Shit Goose is a pile of shit last night.
Dude, Shit Goose
what happened?
Such
I
a
missed
piece
him
of shit.
Last night.
Dude, he went and drank Delco beers.
Okay, he's getting ready to marry Kim, and he's sitting there, like, wasted.
And he's
like,
sleeping in the different bed.
I want to see your pussy. I want to see it. And she's like, Shit Goose, I could totally hear everything. I want to see your pussy.
How about when we barge it?
Like, he gets that drunk to where he does that.
How about we barge his hotel room, and Kim's in one bed and G's in another bed?
Yeah, we kicked his door
in. They don't even sleep in the same bed, Chad.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're getting ready to get married, but G's sleeping in one bed, and then Kim's sleeping in the other.
What bed did you sleep in?
If I was getting ready to get married, I'd be cuddled up next to her, being like, oh, yeah, babe, I love you. Like, cuddled all up.
Chad slept on a rollaway bed.
I slept on a rollaway, and they both slept in the two double beds separately.
What the fuck?
I don't get it either.
Maybe he's a bedwetter.
I don't know what happened, but that was ridiculous, man.
I don't know. Like, they're getting ready to get married, yet they're sleeping in two different beds before, like, what?
Well, he fucking snores so bad. He, like, was snoring. He goes,
and he goes,
fireworks. Like, yeah, he gets this, like, maximum climax of fucking snoring, and then he goes, and then back down, and then,
oh, if I were Kim, I'd shoot myself. God, whoa. I cannot sleep with that every night.
Yeah.
Well, obviously she doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah. Point proven. We found that out in Scranton.
But who wants to sign up for that? Let me sign paperwork to sleep not in your same bed because you're too loud at snoring.
I wonder if she slept with Marine War Dust in his bed.
Marine War Dust. So back to your jail story, Novak.
Yeah.
That's gotta be fucking terrible stress, dude. What's the longest you've ever spent in jail?
90 days.
90 days.
I'm losing my mind at the moment. As we speak, I am.
Well, I think the good idea to do would be to take, like, more Xanax.
Yeah.
Like, that totally helps and solves the problem.
Yeah. Do they give you Xanax?
Dude, he shows up to his lawyer's office all hopped up on Xanax twice to the point where the lawyer's like, I don't even want to deal with his ass.
No, that's not how it went.
Yeah, right. I talked to him.
The lawyer can't defend me because he doesn't do Delaware County. He has his other lawyer.
It's called, you're on Xanax and I don't want to deal with you.
There's no telling him, but...
Well,
no.
you're trying to justify that? He's a lawyer. He could do whatever. He don't want to deal with your pussy.
Bill Butler can't defend me up here. It's different jurisdictions.
Yeah, because he's in a different state. He's in the same state, and he doesn't want to simply deal with you because your condition
Delaware
is hell.
Delaware County is not Westchester.
You're hell.
That's a different
state. Dude, you were over here yesterday. That you probably don't even remember.
Yeah, I remember.
Okay, what were you doing then?
Sitting outside. Everyone was
falling asleep,
outside.
Tumbling down the
you
fucking
went upstairs
hill.
I pulled
for about
up
2 hours.
And you were naked in the driveway.
Yeah, you have to hear how that happened. We set that up as a joke just to fuck with you guys, but then he really
it
did pass out.
A joke
and he was laying there for 2 hours. until the bugs are crawling up your ass, right?
I just can't understand, like, the. Like, Novak's brain, this is how it works. Okay, I've done Xanax a shitload of times, and I've been caught 40 times, and now I'm going to try to fool everybody once again, and I'm going to take them and tell everybody that I didn't, and this will be the 41st time that I'm going to get caught.
Well, I'm drinking water right now, completely sober.
I only took 3.
Like he thinks that he could fool you. Big, I know nothing. It's like, but we totally know that you are.
Now I swear on my dog's life that I'm not on nothing.
I have about, I'll probably be here for about
like,
maybe
but,
8 more shows.
But beforehand, he takes it. Like before he takes it, he thinks about it. Can I fool everybody? Well, I haven't the last 40 times, but I'm going to do it anyway and try again.
Yeah, but isn't like 3 bars like actually like 12?
Dude, a bar is 4. And he took 2 bars.
No, a bar is 2.
No, a bar is 4. It's 2 footballs.
A bar is 2 milligrams. Yeah. A bar is 2 footballs.
Either way, it's a lot.
So, yeah, so I'll probably have about 13 to 15 more radio shows, and then I'll be going away for a little while.
Well, that's what
you
get.
Are you positive you're going away?
No, you're not positive, but it's...
I mean, well, it's nothing. I mean, I can't... The judge might get fucked really good the night before, but that's what they're...
Well, even when you're in, what's the chances you'll get released early?
The earliest I'll get out is 9 months.
For good behavior?
Right.
Just what jail?
I don't know what jail.
Delaware County.
Dude, you know what sucks, though? Like, honestly, if you're a judge, like... Is what it all depends on is, like, if you got banged out the night before and you have a good day or, like, you have a shitty day and, like...
Totally.
It all depends on the judge's mood.
Yeah.
Like, if his mood is, like, this fucker's going away or, like, you know what, I'm in a good mood.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to let you off. Like, it all depends on what they're feeling that day.
If he had a good pasta dinner the night before, he's in a good mood.
So you
had a great breakfast.
If he broke down the night before and had a flat tire, then he'd give you a hard day.
Yeah. You had a trial?
No, I'm not taking a trial because... Then if I pick a jury trial, they could give me worse than what the judge is trying to give me.
Really?
Right,
yeah.
Right.
So I have to pay $5,000 for this lawyer.
Are you definitely going to jail?
Yeah.
For sure.
For sure.
Well, Cleveland would be there to bail you out.
There is no bail.
There's no bail. I might be there to pick him up, and I'll visit him, but there's no bail.
Dude,
it sucks.
Novak
could
be in Washington, D.C., and he could be like, yo, Cleveland, get me now and hurry the fuck up. And then he'll come and get you.
He's my buddy.
You're his whipping boy.
No, we're friends.
Dude,
I would do it for
Novak
him.
He would. He'd do the same thing for me.
I would do it for him.
Are you?
Yeah, right. You don't even have a car.
If I had access
to a car,
or I'd call someone with a car and pay them to do it.
Okay. I don't believe you.
Okay.
I'm broken down the side of the road. Come and get me. What are you going to do?
Yo, Cleveland. Go get me.
Yo, Cleveland. Come and pick me up.
Yeah, you fucking Bam Margera. 80 billion people would line up to go pick your dirty ass up.
Now I'm dirty. You're dirty.
That's a great retort.
Yeah.
If anybody's dirty, it's you. Last time I checked, your girlfriend has MRSA.
It's Christina Aguilera.
That's what I heard.
It's rumors.
The rumors. But how do you not have it if she has it?
It's not sexually transmitted.
You can get it from anywhere. I mean, you can get it from sitting on something.
Well, she went to York yesterday where that's her hometown, and she went to see the doctor, and she's so mad at Novak right now.
No, she's not. She was totally... I talked to her, too. You want to read the text you just missed me? She wrote, I love you. I miss you so much. Can't
read
wait
it.
To be home. All right, hold on.
If that's true, it's a big change from last night. That's all I'm
saying. I know. He's lying.
I'm not lying.
Tell that piece of shit. Hey.
Tam Tam. Sit here.
A valiant effort.
Do we have a microphone?
A Valium effort.
A Valium effort.
That one's fucked up.
It is.
I can work on this one, but yeah, go on.
That one's fucked up too.
It's time to play Lacrimus. Okay. From Austria, new song.
Then should we quote from the book? Or
track two, Chad.
Lacrimus Buffalo.
Doing it Reiner style.
Yeah,
by
yeah.
Dave McGrogan.
Find out the best quote, man. Find the best quote,
dude. Man. The first line's the best.
The first, dude. The beginning of the book.
All right.
It basically says like
say
he's
it,
like a legend in his own mind.
I was
like,
shit. Then I did something. Then I was the man.
I'm the CEO of a $25 million empire, including Rhino Living, Training, Consulting, Group Killed Airs, Doc McGrogan's Oyster House, Harvest, and Max McCalli Cantina. I'm only 35 years old, and I'm so successful.
Blah blah blah.
It's the owner of a local bar. He wrote a book on how to be as successful as him.
With only
and I like
with
him,
only being
but like
4 foot three.
This book makes him seem like he's a legend in his own mind.
He
it's
a is a
20-page book.
Mind.
I mean,
every time I go to one of his bars, I steal three books.
Yeah, dude, I stole one. Then he autographed it.
I will pay $100 to find him to get him to autograph one of them for me. I can't find him. Anyway.
He autographed
one for you
to the Mohawk Rhino.
Oh my God! You're in his little gay
that's
club.
How, that's no, how
he autographed this one to Bam too.
Nah, did he?
Yeah.
Hey, Bam, you got an autograph one too?
I don't know if I did.
Nah, you
no,
wrote
you
that.
Stole
you
that one last
Novak.
Night.
Oh, yeah, it was me. I wrote that.
Yeah, he faked it.
I have like four in my car because he keeps stealing them.
All right.
Maybe if you read the book, you do something
Lacrimus
better than being Novak's
yeah.
Boy.
Yeah,
new album.
You're on Radio Bam 28. Fuck shit.
Fuck off, Novak.
We'll be right back. look like I give a fuck.
Holy Lord, I got a boner.
Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Banner.
Turn it up.
Faction.
That was Lacrimus from Austria. New album.
Lacrimus Profunde.
Shut up, Nerdbag. So now, I went to... This was yesterday. I went to Giordano's to meet Mizzy, and I haven't seen her since Christmas. So that's like 6 months. Then we start talking, and then she gets in my car so I could play her new hymn song because, yeah. And then she sees Tammy's high heel in there, and then she decides to throw it up in the tree. So me and Mohawk showed up to Giordano's today to climb up the tree to try to look for it.
And made a valiant effort.
And then I start interviewing people from the bar, and I'm like, girls and guys, I'm like, if you saw a $900 pair of high heels, but there's only one heel, so like, if you knew that they were like $900, would you steal one shoe? What are you going to do with one shoe? It's worthless.
The chick at the bar said that the Mexicans clean it every morning, so there's some Mexican hottie walking around with one high heel.
Yeah. Like, what are you going to do? Walk around with one nice-ass shoe? Like,
I'm curious.
Like, Chad, if you saw a nice-ass high heel on the side of the road, would you pick it up?
Me? Or what the fuck am I going to do with a high heel?
That's what I'm saying. Why pick it up?
Really?
Why would anyone want to pick it up?
There's one shoe there.
I wouldn't be able to tell the difference between a $10 high heel or a $900 high heel.
I don't think
but if you're a girl and you see V. Saint Laurent, then you
first off, why do they cost $900? Like, we were talking about that before. High-tech basketball shoes, $150, and
high-tech basketball shoes cost $100, and then a pair of plasticky, shitty-ass high-heel shoes cost $900.
No, they're like leather, and they're Yves Saint Laurent.
Because dumb girls do shit.
Well, no, it's because it's got some dead Italian dude's name.
Dude, you know how much? Yeah, okay, let's look at this shoe. It has like
maybe I'd pay $60 for
9 ounces of leather on it,
and a 3-year-old bedazzled it.
So like, where's the $900 part come in?
From the dead Italian
dude's
name.
Did you buy it?
Yes.
Yeah, he bought them. That's the other thing.
That's why I'm a medium male.
And even if she should buy me another fucking pair, but it'd be
yeah, but
money
if
anyway,
she buys them, it's going to be me buying them.
I'm so pissed off about my shoes.
Like, oh, Miss is going to buy you a pair? Well, that means that it's me buying you a pair. So why don't I just buy you a pair?
Why wouldn't you just, you didn't see the shoes sitting there? Because
I saw, I saw her aggro-ness, and I just let it be.
Idiot.
Like, what am I going to do when she's like...
You should have made her go fucking get them. Are you kidding me?
It was out of...
I'm sure it was crazy.
It was out of my jurisdiction at that point.
Wait, so you were climbing up a tree today looking for them?
No, yes. We were more looking under a tree skirt.
I was looking under it, and then I started to climb it, and I was like, this is worthless.
Well, at least she gave a good effort.
But that Ken at Hillbilly thought that he had...
She threw another one out at a dentist office.
We forgot to stop there.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Then there's a coach shoe in the pool and my leather shorts. And there's a coach shoe. Who else knows? And another pair of $200 high heels that were in the pool.
Then she thought that she stole your bracelet, but it was mine from Anthropology. She's like,
there was a plastic purse.
I have her bracelet. I was like, that's my bracelet.
That's Victoria. Oh, yeah. There's a plastic. Yeah, that's Victoria's Secret. Though. That's plastic. That doesn't matter.
It's plastic. It won't get harmed.
Who cares?
What the fuck happened?
Looks like you're walking around shoeless.
Dude, they're my favorite.
With the chorus of Scranton and last night, like, what the fuck happened? Novak doesn't remember.
I raced a girl in a wheelchair, and that crippled bitch hip-checked me and took me out.
Not only once he stepped on Tammy's head, he stepped on it three times.
I got pushed into it.
But you didn't even know. I saw it.
I know.
You were just like,
whacked
out.
You were like stepping on her like one, two, three. Fuck you, G, fucking fat motherfucker. And you keep stepping on her head, and you don't even know that you're doing it.
I was blacked out.
She winds up at the hospital.
I
had to stick my finger in Tammy's throat to make sure she wasn't choking on her own tongue. But then I almost fucked a lady cop. Just for the sake of
I see her ass. I don't see the bruise. Now I see
faded.
The bruise. Who's that from?
Show the group.
That's from...
Show the group.
Oh, God.
Show the group.
Well, it's fading now.
If you didn't bring up enough for everyone, then don't bring
Who
it at
did
all.
It?
They're really teeny panties. Like,
who did it?
Novak.
You're an asshole.
He didn't mean to.
But it was only...
Well, he means well.
Well,
he
it was only because
well.
G was sticking up for his fellow Ryan.
That's a good person.
He's a good person deep
good
down.
Boy.
Read part of that Rhino Living book.
Scrape off all the Xanax. He's a good person.
He's a doll baby. He's always good to me.
But he has too much Xanax in the system. It's too hard to scrape
not
off.
Not even on Xanax.
That is the biggest horse shit I've ever heard.
Today. Is there anything good worth reading there, Chad?
I'll check it out.
He's like, change the subject.
Doing
now.
It Rhino style.
Just make sure, the key to doing it Rhino style is make sure when you get a picture taken that you show your watch.
Recently, I
was. Plus, he has these big ass boots, like some like
Danny Bonaducci boots.
He has Danny Bonaducci boots because he has Napoleon.
He has midget syndrome.
Oh, God. I was just at Kildare's.
No, but I can't bust on like that because I like him.
I like him too.
It's his method to rapid goal achievement.
It's just the whole book is ridiculous.
Chapter 2. Get your self-image on board. Recently, I watched Walk the Line again. The Johnny Cash story. Great movie. Oh. As you travel through his life story, you can see that a tragic event in his youth. Look, he fucking learns about life through fucking fictional tales replayed by
I'd rather
Hollywood
suck Nicolas Cage's dick.
Joaquin Phoenix taught him his life lessons. Yeah.
No, he's good.
Now
remember,
they're going to teach me.
He had to get me in the bar. He had to get me served. You called him on right in front of that waitress.
You got served?
Remember that waitress wouldn't serve me? I was like, she asked me for my ID. I said, I'm almost 40. I come here with fam all the time. And
but
I,
you got served, so did you break dance?
No, but we called him right in front of her, and her face, like, dropped. He was like, here, it's Dave McGrogan. You have to give her a beer. She was
me
like,
and Glowhawk had a few drinks today, and the only brilliant thing that we could come up with, which is true, is Elvis shook his pelvis, and now he's the king of rock and roll.
He didn't write any of
Because he didn't
his
write any
songs.
Of his songs.
Who wrote his songs?
So, yeah, who wrote his songs?
Everybody. He what? Never wrote... He wrote his first song, which is Mama... Well, Phil would know that, but something like that.
Oh,
but,
Phil loves Elvis.
So he wrote one song, and it became a massive hit.
But
and
Elvis
then Elvis,
shook his pelvis.
Everybody writes Elvis's song, so therefore, Elvis shook his pelvis, and now he's the king of rock and roll.
I didn't know that.
Everybody writes all pop stars' songs.
I'm like shaking.
All I know
but
is...
But like, the brilliant part is writing the song. If you have a great voice, then you're always going to win.
Do you think Chad Kroeger writes Rockstar?
Oh, God, dude.
We sat down and watched that video.
Chad just
Jesus
gave the dirtiest
fuck.
Look.
Yes, he did. That was a look of death.
Dude, I don't blame you.
I want a big house to drive around in my 15 cars and a hang out in, in the coolest bars. Dude, it's the worst song ever, man.
Then we watched Hinder, and that guy was just constipated the whole video.
And he's going like this with his gay-ass hand.
Plus, he got a fucked-up hand or deformed
But
hand.
The best part is, in the video... No, he's trying to look all sexy, but like... In the video, the lyric is, my girl's in the next room and I wish it was you. But in the video, she's in the back of the bed. She's not in the other room. She's right there listening to every word he's saying to her. My girl's in the next room. All in all, I wish it was you. It's like she can hear you, you idiot. Like, she's right there. She's 2 feet away.
His house is probably big enough where it's not 2 feet away.
But he's going like this with his hands. Like, my girl's in the next room. But all in all, like he's trying to look sexy, but he just looks like a retard.
We say he needs a helmet 24/7.
You need a helmet.
Another good retort.
Yeah.
I'm an author.
A retortist.
Novak is not an author.
Who is Joe Franz?
No.
Where is Franz?
I actually saw him.
Oh my God, he is crazy.
What? Why do you think he's crazy?
Well, we go there, he's like, yo, like, do you want to have a beer, man? And, like, there's nothing in his refrigerator, but there's 20 cases of beer. Well, not 20 cases of beer, but, like, 20 beers in his freezer. And he mixes...
In the freezer,
Molson
though.
Golden. He goes, I have a rotating system. I go, how don't they freeze? There's Molson Golden in our light. He's like...
Didn't he have 40 ounces?
He's like, yeah. And his hair's in his face. He's like, I mix them. He's like, it's all good. Like, and he drinks a beer in 5 minutes. We were there for 2 hours. He had, like, 15 beers. Like, I was like, what
was he drunk or...
Big time dickhead. Who wouldn't be after 15
beers?
He
was coming off of last night. Jeff. He was ridiculous.
Jeff
like,
Margera wouldn't.
And these two are boozing it up, and I'm drinking water, and I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. And he talks like, and they're talking over each other, and his hair's all on his face, and he's like, yeah, you know? Like, and how about, and then he's showing us these crazy pictures of these girls and him.
He likes to flash his dick around.
Oh, my God. How about the video that he was showing all over the girl's face?
Huh? What?
Remember?
Dude, he just he shows this video of his dick on this girl's face.
Like, rubbing it all over the face.
Rubbing it all over the face for like
and that's
5 minutes.
See.
He's like, dude. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
That's all you see in here.
Rubbing it on her face and like she's
look
just
at no
sitting
back's
there
face
taking
right
it.
No, that's faces.
But like, they're not like fucking or anything. They're just,
no,
he's just totally
fucking,
just rubbing his
like,
dick
like,
on
oh,
her face
yeah.
And she's just like,
is
oh,
she,
yeah.
Is she licking his dick or
no?
No, she's not even licking it. It's on her eye and her forehead. It's just like rubbing it back and forth and like she's touching herself.
For like 5 minutes.
Franz came in here one night and was like, Mo, I gotta show you the greatest porn I've ever seen. And he pulls it up. And it's Brazilian tranny shit and puke like drowning porn. It
he's muffed up. He's
it was four Brazilian trannies drowning white chicks in a pool, then taking them out and shitting and puking on them. And
you
that
busted
was
me for being coffin boy.
Ever.
He's worse.
I agree with that. I do agree with that.
Brazilian tranny shit and puke porn.
I'll
yeah.
never be
Franz
in a coffin, I'll tell you that.
Novak walked in. I was sifting through a porno and I saw this chick in a coffin and some dude's trying to bang her out. And then he walks in. He's like, you're watching coffin porn. You are sick.
He forgot to mention it.
I was like, no. I was trying to figure out what the best scene was of this porno.
He forgot to mention the poor girl had on a full leather suit with two holes in it. One in her mouth and one in her pussy. I don't even know if there was a woman in there, a child. She couldn't breathe. There was a hole in her mouth with the dick
she
in the mouth.
She could breathe through the mouth.
Yeah, there was a dick in her mouth. How is she breathing? I mean, that's... You're right on Franz's tail, man.
She just breathes every other gulp.
And then Franz is trying to, like, show him Richard... Like, he's like, oh, let me show you the best show ever. He's trying to show him Richard Pryor from back in the like, 70s and 80s. And Van's like, this is not funny. Like, he's like, what is this? Oh, no, it's the best... show ever.
I guess when you grow up and think it's funny, then you automatically always think that it's funny.
Oh, there he is.
There he is.
There he is. Oh, his hair's shorter in the front.
Look at him.
He's a crazy mess. And his flannel shirt that he had on and like those
he boots. Always has $2 flannel shirts on.
Has he been filming anything?
Yeah.
Aside from the dick rub?
Yeah, he just did a couple videos, I think he said.
Yeah, like
Cleveland,
like,
what do you want?
For some reason, he's doing like rap videos right now.
And reggae, right?
I don't know, Novak.
Booty girl bonanza videos?
No, it's this old boxer dude who decided to rap now. He has like three teeth.
But his hands and feet are
his
so
name is
big.
Vinny something. And he's they like are. Rapping in a basement like where Rocky used to work out.
Like Die Antwoord?
He's awesome. As a matter of fact, he's so
he
awesome.
I should play it.
Can you get the laptop?
Cleveland, get the laptop.
I am sweating.
Cleveland, can you get a laptop?
Do you feel cooler, Chad? Do you feel it? It was on 80.
I'm always cool.
Oh, shit. You were hot a couple minutes ago.
I'm cool and hot. That's the way it goes.
Every time I call Chad, I go, Chad, he answers. I'm like, yo, man, what are you up to? He's like, 5'9", like always. Shut up, you're simple.
Hey, it's an easy joke.
What are you up to? 5'9". No, like, what are you doing?
Don't ask me what I'm up to, man. I say it.
But that's what you said. Anyway. That's what people say.
I said it to Wawa today.
Wawa Bell?
Yeah, Wawa Bell.
Minson wants to go to Wawa Bell.
What are you up to? 5'9".
Oh. All right, let me type this in. Not, well, it's probably charged. Hold on.
Who's the other guy in this picture?
I look 5'4" in any CKY
that?
Photo. All the guys in CKY, aside from Darren, are like ultra tall.
Ultra.
Really?
It was good to have Dice in the band because he was short and like a little Boston Terrier.
Who took Dice's section?
Shit, what's right. going on?
What?
Is this me?
Yeah, that's you. Turn it off.
I'm trying. Hold on. All right, I did.
Who took Dice?
Matty J's playing bass in CKY. He was playing synths for CKY now. We have Murray on synth.
Cool.
CKY goes on tour like in 9 days. We go to the UK and play Sonosphere.
And then you go to New Zealand.
Then we go to New Zealand for the first time.
Where's
for CKY, then Australia.
Where's the Hellview show this year?
Hellview show on October 31st at the Trocadero in Philadelphia.
Hit the volume button.
Yeah,
it's on mute.
With Daryl.
Daryl. Daryl Mills.
With Daryl Mills, the singer.
My name is fucking Darren.
Daryl. Daryl Mills.
It's Darren Miller.
Daryl Mills.
you call him Daryl?
I kept on calling him Daryl, not like on purpose, by accident. He's like, it's goddamn Darren. I'm like, I'm so sorry. Then I'll be like, Daryl, can I get your class? And he's like, goddamn.
It's fucking Darren Miller. All right, well, Daryl Mills.
He would get pissed though, man.
Well, everybody thinks his name is Darren, so he doesn't
that,
like that.
That motherfucking Lem
Fair. Darren.
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 Darren?
Darren.
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 It's not Darren. It's it Darren.
Darren?
D-E-R-O-N.
Darren.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. Darren.
Okay.
Not
oh my
Darren.
God, I'm calling him Darren.
Oh, if you call him... You call him Daryl. That's so wrong.
Fucking Daryl Mills.
Sorry, Daryl Mills.
Sorry, his ego can...
Daron.
They make some good cereal.
Ryan Dunn, and you've tuned in to Radio Bam. I have no idea why they gave us this stupid show. Whoever hired us should have their job title reevaluated, because they are a fuck-up.
You want to hear this? What is this, South African rap?
It's this guy, yeah, he's from South Africa, and I actually watched it to, like, laugh, but I watch it twice a day, and then after I watch it twice a day for 2 weeks, I realize that I actually like it.
He's got progeria, kids.
Dude, he's awesome. Hey,
are we going to play it while you talk, or...
Let's just listen.
I represent South African culture.
The it kicks in after a bit.
It's really scary because they have that dude who's got that aging disease.
Progeria. Not to mention, he has all these, like, ghetto tattoos, jailbird tattoos. It says pretty wise on his neck. He looks like he's on meth for, like, 20 years of meth. He's skinny as fuck. Face is rotting away.
Rats running all over.
But I like it. Then what do you call it?
Progeria.
That's what this kid has in the
video.
Dude,
the Delaware whore is obsessed with progeria kids.
The Delaware whore. I love it.
And then he has this chick with the highest voice ever, and she has, like, no bangs whatsoever.
She looks 10.
She's just disturbingly hot, though.
Her voice sounds 10.
Oh, that little guy. Is that what you're talking about? Progeria. Oh, he's so scary.
Chicken head.
All right, here it comes. This is Radio Bam Series 20th Factory.
Ninja, yo, my laugh is like a video game. My main thing when I'm in the zone. One player, one laugh in the mark. I'm with a dog.
Go, ninja, go.
No fucking it down. I'm cutting down anyone I'm apart. Trying to fuck up my game with razor sharp. Political throw stars. Tear them a flow sword. Hostile, wild, out of control. Ninja, scope, pop, pop, they're off. Style, rough rounds, a tough times, red book, all course. Scrawl, till I hit 777 at the ATM. Straight feminine feast. When you're living on the razor edge, stay sharp, sharp. Rolling with the SOS. High energy, you never seen Zeph so fresh. When we mark, check hard. Death flows flex. Yo, we off the must, stuck not. Fuck in the press. We not like the rest. My style is UFO. Totally unknown, you can't fuck with my new Zeph flow. I'm hard to miss. You're going to this, you're going to that. You fucking who said so? I do it a lot. Too hot to handle, too cold to hold. You can't fuck with the chosen one. I want to knock your arm, a ninja. Song I ever heard in my whole life. Fuck all of you who said I wouldn't make it. They said I was a loser. They said I was a no one. They said I was a fucking sucker. But look at me now, all up in the interweb. Worldwide, 2009. Futurista. Enter the ninja. Yo, Landy Fusser. DJ Hot Deck. You fucking aren't good. It's my nanny. I'm a ninja.
Yeah.
bam thing faction.
Die Antwoord from South Africa. That was End of the Ninja. And I love him.
This is the greatest song I ever heard.
This is the coolest song I've ever heard in my whole life. It's your own song, dude.
Die Antwoord.
Yeah, he's out of his mind.
It's on YouTube. The song's called Enter the Ninja.
By Die Antwoord.
Production said he was going to sample that.
Ay, ay, ay.
Now I gotta play you Double Rainbow.
Oh, he loves it because it says production in it so much.
It's a good sample.
Is that the acid guy?
Yes.
Jesus.
There's this dude, Double Rainbow.
You know, everybody hears a rainbow. On this is where everybody listens to music.
Double Rainbow guy. Here we go.
What?
Here we go.
Playing this full?
Oh, this is awesome.
Just cut through
are you
it.
Talking over it? Or you?
We could talk over, yes. So,
double rainbow.
There's a double rainbow, this dude.
It's a double rainbow all the way.
Whoa, he can't believe it, and he wants to know what to mean. He's like, what does it mean? All right, it's loading. Hold on.
This guy should team up with the leprechaun dudes from Atlanta. Right. Whoa, man. Whoa.
It's still loading.
Fuck. Well, wait, look at that.
You gotta call Verizon.
I know. There we go.
Whoa. Whoa. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Whoa.
It's a double full rainbow.
Oh, wow. Whoa.
5 million views.
Really?
5 million?
5 million?
Yeah.
Oh my God, look at that. It's starting to even look like a triple rainbow. Oh my God.
That'd be the acid.
Yeah.
Double That's rainbow the acid, all the pal. Way across the sky. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
What does it mean?
God.
I want to like things this much.
Me too. Take acid.
I have. I hated it.
What does this mean? Oh. Oh my God.
What does this mean?
This is how I imagine sitting in the park with Chef Jeff. It's so bright.
Is his dick in his
hand? Oh my God, it's so bright and vivid.
It's almost like, I know.
He's coming over a rainbow.
It sounds like sex.
So beautiful. So beautiful.
What?
Oh. Now I have. Remember.
Is he crying?
Yeah.
Is he really crying?
Big time. Over a rainbow.
Oh my God.
Sounds like Jess when the new Clutch album comes out.
Oh, God. Double complete rainbow.
Double complete rainbow.
Oh, my front yard.
I gotta hear that again. Double complete rainbow.
Rainbow.
Wait.
Oh, my front yard. God. Oh, God. Double complete rainbow.
Right, my front yard.
Oh my God!
Jesus Christ!
Oh my God! What does it mean?
What does it mean?
He's on so much ass.
It's just a fucking rainbow.
Too much. That's not what it means. Oh my God. It's so intense.
It's so intense.
Dude, what's the fucking the dude who's in the cloud on acid? Oh, and the gecko?
The lizard acid, dude.
What's that under?
I have no clue. It's not as funny without the video, though.
No, it's fucking funny, dude. Wait, let me think.
Dude,
acid.
In the meantime, how about Timmy and Miguel's fucking girlfriend?
Oh, God. So Miguel comes over the other day.
This is his most terrible story.
I was there.
And he comes over with
his girlfriend.
FDR.
His girlfriend and also Tim White. Tim decides to get drunk and then bang her out twice upstairs. Dude. And then Miguel walks in on it.
Catch them.
Dude, Miguel
walks.
Miguel's down crying as she's still getting banged out for the second time.
Miguel gets done watching her get banged out by Timmy White.
And then
White.
She doesn't even feel bad, so she does it again.
Dude, Miguel looked at her and went, I've never heard you moan like you just did with Tim. And then Tim punched Miguel in the face and he
at
drove
that point,
both home in the morning.
Dude, what the fuck?
Now he's had Miguel's girlfriend at his house for 2 weeks. She's moving in. He had his black neighbor from upstairs. It's this big, giant, like, Old Spice commercial black guy. Came down, banged out Miguel's girlfriend so Timmy could watch.
He did too?
Shut up.
Yeah, no, Timmy had his neighbor from upstairs come down and bang out Miguel's girlfriend that has now been at his house fucking and sucking him for a week. Had the dude bang her out, and then Timmy was pissed off because the guy's dick was smaller than his and he only lasts 2 minutes. Then he calls me and says, Mohawk, you're still a minister, right? And I was like, yeah. He's like, okay, good, because I'm getting married and I want you to be the minister. He's marrying this
you
fucking
marry
skate
the girl.
Rat chick.
He would marry her.
He's really married?
He's got, yeah.
No, he really is.
He's an Indian?
I found it.
He said because he wants to be a
what,
swinger and she's
asshole?
All for it.
What the fuck is he doing?
This dude is in the closet on acid.
Not ever.
And he's at the beach.
No way.
And this is what he's thinking about.
Now he's Johnny Hammersticks. And run away like he's friggin' Tommy Noble. What the hell is he doing? Think she's got it going, bossing over. No way. No way. What is this garbage?
He's definitely from
what
Jersey.
What is this? Oh, I'm king of the trees. I'm the tree meister. I count on them. What sometimes I pry, I like the steelest. Yeah, right. This guy's a faggot. He's some sort of faggot Indian in the teepee. Oh, this guy thinks he's Captain Knots. Thinks he's Captain Tying Knots. When everyone needs some knots tied, they go to him. Bullshit. Bullshit. This woman's such a bitch. Thinks she's Miss Sand. Drinking out of cups. Being a bitch. I bet her fist. I bet her fatalisk. Barned. Patters going pat a little kid in the background. Fucking going crazy. Who's this guy? Mr. Balloons. Mr. Balloon Hands. No way. No way. Get real.
What's going on?
Like those things.
He's on major acid.
Mr. Walkway. Mr. Walk Down Me. I'm the walkway. Lead me to the building. Fuck you. 5643. Yeah, right. You're some stupid bitch.
What the
paid
fuck?
For that floor. Not me. No way. Never pay for no floor ever again. Not once. Not never. Nope. Whose chair is that? Who bought that goddamn chair? That's not my chair. Not my chair, not my problem. That's what I say. No way. Stupid dresses. Stupid flowers. Lighthouses rule. If you don't like the lighthouse, you suck. What is this, seahorse captain? What is this, seahorse seashell party? Who didn't invite me? Why didn't I get invited, seahorse seashell? What is this? Get real. I'm in love with seahorses. I'm in love with them. They're so beautiful and cute. I'm in love with the seahorses. They're fucking unreal. I love them. They're like all the clocks. I love them. I love seahorses, and I love looking at
them.
And I love seashells. I love seashell things. I love things with seashells and seahorses on them, like blankets and towels and little bags. I love them. Seahorses. Forever.
That has 9 million views.
9 million?
Novak, you ever been
says
that muffed?
Says Liam Lynch. He's a director.
Huh?
You ever been that muffed?
No.
Yeah, right.
Maybe
you were like that last
maybe
night.
Maybe on acid.
That's a different kind of muffed.
Yeah, that's a whole other level of muffed.
You were such a piece last night.
I needed a translator just to talk to you.
I wonder if Toot's ever done it.
Oh, probably.
Mama Toot.
Your mom has definitely done that.
Has she ate acid before?
Only with the
you
pizza
you have to
boy.
Meet my mom, god damn it.
I know. I
you told
to.
Me I could take your mom on a date.
But Novak's really got to meet my mom.
But you also told me I could take
no,
Jazzy
you can't,
on a date.
Well, she when she's 18.
Well, yeah.
She's not 18 yet, but well, she does adore you.
I'm waiting.
Well, oh my God. Everyone, stop talking about my daughter.
It's better me.
She is a hottie totty.
It's better than me than one of these pieces of shit.
You know what? She's going in the closet until she's 30.
Why? You want to be a Leslie?
No, but I don't want boys trying to
bang. Well, if you put her in the closet, she's got
to
come out.
That's what boys try to do.
I know, but I don't let the boys try to do that.
Well, that's life.
Sooner or later, it's going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
It already did happen.
It didn't.
Yeah, it does.
I guarantee it.
I know for a fact.
Well, Bam decided to have a talk with her one night, and then the next day, Bam's like, oh, yeah, by the way, I found out that Jasmine's having sex. And I was like, what? Like,
she admitted it.
Yeah, because she told me and Colin told
Novak,
me.
Novak, I know.
So it's true.
Bam and Novak, like, hounded her.
Why would they lie?
They both told us.
And you're in loser mom denial.
You didn't even have to hound her. You guys were just like, Jasmine, come on. You know you're having sex.
You didn't see what went on when the tree was getting chopped down.
What was going on?
Colin wasn't even there. She was with her friend Lindsay.
She was with her girlfriend Lindsay. Yeah. I think Sam likes Jazzy.
Who's Sam?
Skate boy from Indiana
kid?
Jeez. Well, he's from Indiana. What the fuck is he going to do?
He loves Jasmine.
Fuck her through the phone?
Well, when it's the difference between a girl and a fucking cow on a
phone
field.
So baby, kiss me through the phone. Kiss me through the phone. I'll see you later on.
He does
kiss
adore me through her, the
phone.
Though.
Phone date.
That's right. That's what it should be because she's only 17.
That
almost.
That kid drove to Wawa 7 times just because your daughter wanted the hoagie.
I know. He is into Jasmine. Whatever Jasmine wanted, she got that day.
Really?
Poor Colin was there.
Oh, he had to deal with this Indiana boy?
And then
you were asleep for all of it.
And Sam was like they were just in the pool playing and hanging out. And I was like,
and Colin had to sit there and watch
Colin
this?
Colin sat there and watched
it.
I know. I'd be pissed.
Well, how far did it go?
No, they were just like playing in the pool, like laughing.
Dude, I watched Twilight, Eclipse, the new one.
Fact.
All this should be called is it's just her dick teasing two boys the whole time. Do I like Edward Cullen? Do I like Taylor? Do I like Edward Cullen? That's all it is. The whole movie is just her figuring out who she wants to French.
I heard they said that movie had the best sex scene.
Did you ever see this one?
There's another one coming out already.
I don't know why I was watching this.
That made so much money.
Did Breaking you see Dawn. Twilight?
Dude, I'm waiting to see Hermione in the new Harry Potter.
Right.
Yeah.
This is on YouTube. It's this old Indian man who... Did you ever see this? Jeff?
What happens?
It's really... The guy dies right in the middle of his interview here.
No way.
No way.
While he's talking. You gotta see this.
That's some Joe Franz shit.
He's smiling.
I don't know why I was watching it, but...
Why'd he die?
Just watch. Out of nowhere. After he drinks this water.
No way.
It's on YouTube.
No way.
Scary.
Not now, not never.
Are you serious?
No way.
No way.
It's coming up.
He's still smiling.
He looks
smiling.
Like the Crypt Keeper. He's doing an interview. It looks like he's in a courtroom. Oh.
Stop
it. Oh, my God. No.
No.
Now his eyes are in the back of his head.
Jesus.
He's dead.
No.
He died.
Yeah. He just dies right there in an interview?
Well, he already looked like
his eyes rolled to the back of his head.
Did he find out why he died, Chad?
It could be a cardiac arrest, but everybody thinks he was poisoned because he drinks this water right before.
Well, that was
no poison acts that quick.
Yeah, it doesn't act that quick.
It's this old Indian man. It's called Shocking Video Death on Camera on YouTube. And it's so disturbing. No one's talking.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
No way.
Dude,
that was
the
quietest I ever heard the room.
Yeah.
Not now, not never.
Very disturbing.
Never.
I just watched the Crypt Keeper die.
He is scary. How old is he?
I don't know, but he looks kind of like that dude.
Old enough to die.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then I clicked all these fucking awful suicide fucking videos, and then I was depressed for the fucking rest of the day. And I had to watch fucking a series of Shirley Temple videos to cheer up. Somebody sent me a whole bunch of links to Shirley Temple songs. You know who Shirley Temple is?
Yeah, that little redhead bitch.
Oh, wait a minute, Mohawk. Tell them about how we know that we're old now, because Lindsay had on those rainbow sneakers.
Dude, her daughter's friend had on rainbow sneakers, and I looked at her, I said, holy rainbow bright shoes, and not a single person around got it, and I wanted to shoot myself.
We're old. Who doesn't know who rainbow bright is?
Well, you're older than all of us, but I didn't say that.
I am. God damn it.
I take that back.
Well, me, We're the same age.
I mean, it's true.
You're probably a month older than me.
When's your birthday?
April 24th.
Oh, shit. I'm a lot more than 1 month.
Really?
I'm in October.
Ah.
God damn it, Chad. You know what?
About time to play old maid.
Old maid.
And you're the little youngin' over here. This one's 30.
I'm only 28.
You got it.
You're only 28.
Yeah. Breaking the chains.
You suck.
Crash diet.
Breaking the chains is also a diet.
I'm kind of on a crash diet right now.
You better not be.
We ate a pizza.
I'm on a crash diet, except for the pizza.
That's pretty good.
I feed his ass all the time. Don't even listen to him.
Well, feed his face. That's where he eats from.
Shit, I got charcoal going for Bubba Burger.
All right, here we go. Breaking the chains, crash diet on Radio Bam. Are we done?
From Sweden.
Yeah, we're done.
All right, say goodbye.
Later.
Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody. You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.